Cecil, how long have we been sitting out here in Ben-Hur?
Well, it couldn't be over a week. It's the same moon.
Oh, dear. I wonder if it's been 2 hours.
Feels more like 2 years.
Well, it's better to sit out here and wait than to have gone to a show.
I know it. I didn't want to see a show tonight.
Neither did I. I was so mad in there.
Yeah. And did you notice the way that old biddy suggested that we get out?
Yes, and then Uncle Thomas said, well, I think you two had better trot along to the movie like you planned.
It would have been all right if she hadn't busted in where she wasn't wanted.
Cecil, I hope something terrible happens to Mrs. Mason.
I can't think of anything terrible enough.
If we had gone to a movie, I wouldn't have known what the picture was about.
Me neither. I'd rather sit out here until it's time we can go back in.
I'll bet Mrs. Mason is still doing all the talking.
She ought to sell vacuum cleaners.
She ought to have a truck hitter someplace.
Any place. A big truck. Between 3rd and 4th.
And here they think they got rid of us and sent us off to a show.
Well, we just fooled them, didn't we? We just came out here and waited.
When I think we've been here long enough, we'll go back in.
Let's just sit here and try to think up a good insult to hand the widow.
I can think of plenty. But Uncle Thomas wouldn't let me. It's not polite.
I guess he thinks it's polite for her to dash in when Aunt Bess is here at your house.
You'd think she'd have sense enough to go away.
But no. She parks and parks. There ought to be a parking limit.
Did you notice how she acted so sweet to Uncle Thomas?
Yeah, and I noticed Mr. Smith didn't mind.
Well, Cecil, he couldn't very well push her away.
I would. I'd push her and then shove her.
Yes, I know you would. You're just the type.
Ha. Thank you very much.
I'm surprised that Uncle Thomas would let her call him Tommy.
Well, I'll just bet you a pink penny that Aunt Bess wouldn't slobber over him like that.
I know it. If Mrs. Mason could only see how silly she looked.
Did you notice how Aunt Bess looked when Mrs. Mason started tying your uncle's tie?
Yes, she didn't like it, but couldn't say anything. Mrs. Mason was once her friend.
Yeah, and to think she used to live next door to us.
And here we just found that out tonight.
I didn't miss that crack she made about me, either.
What did she say about you, Cecil? I don't remember.
Oh, she said, so this is Cecil. My, what a homely baby he used to be.
Oh, yes, that was cute, wasn't it?
Cute my eye. Even if I had been, it's none of her business.
Yes, but Cecil, she said later that you turned out to be a nice-looking boy.
Yeah, because she saw Aunt Bess was getting her feathers up, that's why.
Couldn't you have just died when she kept calling herself we girls?
Golly. The more I think of it, the more I dislike her. Oh, it gets my goat.
Ooh, it's getting kind of cold out here.
You want to go sit on the porch?
Oh, no, they might hear us and find out we didn't go to a movie.
Well, I bet I wasn't a homely baby.
Oh, Cecil, don't let that bother you. Mrs. Mason was just trying to be nasty.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. Ha! I should bother about what she thinks. She hasn't got good taste anyhow.
The thing that made me the maddest was the way Mrs. Mason wouldn't give your aunt a chance to say a word.
I don't like anything about her. Whether it's polite or not, I'd like to tell her.
Cecil, let's send her a comic valentine.
I wouldn't waste a nickel on her. Homely baby. A lot she knows.
Goodness, when I get to be as old as Mrs. Mason, I hope I have sense enough to know when I'm not wanted.
Yeah, but the trouble is, your uncle doesn't mind. And Aunt Bess thinks it's all right, too, just because she happened to know her a long time ago when she lived next door to her.
You remember her at all, Cecil?
Oh, no. Or just a little bit. Oh, it was thousands of years ago. I remember I could never play in her front yard.
She would be that type. I wish Uncle Thomas could see that she's just flattering him, that she doesn't mean it.
I wish Aunt Bess would do it, but she wouldn't. Even if she did think Mr. Smith was handsome, she wouldn't fall on his neck every minute and tell him so.
You can't blame Uncle Thomas for liking that.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, I know I wouldn't. I'm different. I don't care whether a person thinks I look all right or not.
Do you think we could go back in now, Cecil, and see what's going on?
No. Wait a minute. You know, there was no percentage in her piping up with that. Cecil was a homely baby. As if that's important.
There wasn't any reason for her to come over in the first place.
And in the second place, it's not so. I bet I was a lot better looking than she ever thought of being when she was just wearing a smile 10,000 years ago.
You know what I want to do every time she says my dear to me?
I notice she only says it in front of Mr. Smith.
I want to say to her, I'm not your dear, and I never will be, Sawyer.
I know I ought to be a gentleman and not think of it. But I'd like to know how she'd look if I tripped her.
Oh, goodness, I'm getting mad all over again.
Hey, let's go on back in and see if she's still talking away.
Cecil, would we have had time to go to a movie?
Oh, sure. We've been out here nearly 2 hours. Well, that'd be time enough.
I don't like to not tell Uncle Thomas the truth.
Well, you couldn't tell him why we didn't go to a show. Not in front of Mrs. Mason and Aunt Beth.
I'd like to. I'd like to say, Uncle Thomas, I didn't go to a movie. I stayed out in front of the house with Cecil because Mrs. Mason made me so mad I didn't want to see a show.
Yeah. You know it'd happen to you plenty quick.
I know it. So I'll cross my fingers and tell him we went to a movie.
Well, listen. We better get it straight where we went in case we're asked.
All right. Where did we go, Cecil, and what did we see?
Well, we'll say that we went over to the neighborhood theater. What's the name of it?
The Grand. It's only about 8 blocks away.
All right. And what picture did we see?
Well, I don't think Uncle Thomas will ask that.
I know, but we can tell him about it. It'll sound more convincing.
Oh, well, we'll tell him we saw Goldie Goldensmile in The Love She Gave.
Okay. And we also saw a Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Yes, and a newsreel where they were launching a ship.
Yeah, and someone laying a cornerstone, and a parade with a king riding in a horse carriage, and a congressman talking about Terry.
Oh, we'll just make it up as we go along.
All right. Then it's all settled. We went to the Grand Theater and saw Goldie Goldensmile.
And a Mickey Mouse and a talking newsreel.
You know, every time I see a newsreel where they launch a ship and it glides down into the water, you know what I wish?
Yes, I always think, wouldn't it be funny if it kept right on going down and went right under? Wouldn't everybody be surprised?
Yeah, with Mrs. Mason on it. Oh, but there's no such luck.
Cecil, would we have had time to see all that?
No. We can say we didn't see it all, that we left.
Mrs. Mason was trying to get Uncle Thomas to take her down to that theater a week before last.
Yeah, and I'll bet unless something stops her, she'll do it yet.
Well, anyhow, I wish she wouldn't pay her rent so that she'd have to move out of this neighborhood.
Hey, Sally, maybe we can go to the person that owns her house and ask them to make her move away.
Oh, no, Cecil, I thought of that. I thought of that a long time ago.
Well, why couldn't you? A person could do that. Who owns the house she lives in?
They're both father.
Oh, well, that's that.
Let's go on back in now, shall we, Cecil?
Yeah, in just a second. You know, Sally, it's not that I care whether I was a homely baby or not. That's nothing. But you'd think that even if I was, which I don't know, that she wouldn't have to remember that and say it, wouldn't you?
No, Cecil, that was very impolite of her. And I'm going to tell Uncle Thomas that, too, when you all go home.
Oh, you don't have to. I'm going to ask Aunt Bess about it, though, when I get her home tonight.
Oh, yes, Cecil, and also find out from her just how good a friend Mrs. Mason used to be.
I don't think Aunt Bess was such a good friend of hers. They just used to live next door to each other. Oh, but I'll find out. Well, come on, let's go on in. Climb on out. Let's see what's going on.
All right. And Cecil, now don't forget. We've been to a movie at the neighborhood theater, and we saw Goldie Goldensmile and a newsreel about homely babies. I mean, parades. And I'll do all the talking in case Uncle Thomas should want to know why we got him parades. I know what you like.